What's needed now is to shift away from the pattern that sees people as separate from what we call nature. The pattern that, even while seeking to heal the living world instead of destroying it, is still firmly parked within a domination model, and therefore sees nature as thriving when left alone. To shift now into a collaborative pattern that sees people as an inextricable, embedded part of a greater, intelligent living world, needed in multiple ways, participating so that all of life thrives when we engage in ways that are reciprocal. Robin Wall Kimmerer's Braiding Sweetgrass eloquently immerses us in this shift, speaking so clearly as she does as both a scientist and an indigenous person, observing how ecosystems thrive when tended, that these relationships evolve together, that we are needed and can be of service in mutual thriving. This is a relief and a responsibility. What's needed now is to live in ways that are neither another conquering model, nor a reaction to it that seeks to erase us as evil, a pox, but instead allows us to be in soft animal relationship with all that lives. To see ourselves as part of the ecosystem, containing ecosystems, deeply interconnected, needed. We heal a relationship with the biome we live within when we see ourselves as part of, participating, partial, in place. When we see ourselves as alive in collaboration with all life. It is understandable that our reaction to a colonial, industrial exploitation of life is to see ourselves in turn as destroyers of life and think that the earth would be better off without us. But this is another version of that same story of separation. We have other stories that still resist, still thrive along the margins of that dominant conqueror narrative. It is a tremendous relief to see through another prism, to find that plants, soil, water, other animals, all our living relationships grew up with us. We are old friends, yes, ancient friends. We are kith and kin. Kimmerer's science proves our mutual thriving when we step back into that relationship. What's needed now is to know we are needed in a great collaboration, participating in the meeting of needs that create the conditions for life to thrive. If we are needed, if we matter, each of us in all our diversity, what is our niche in our ecosystem? Where is our nest within our community? How do we live with all the beings in our biosphere so that all of us flourish together? What does the collaborative pattern look like within our bodies, within our thoughts, within our words and images, within our daily relationships to family, friends, neighbors, community, to work, to money, to our calling, to food, to energy? To getting around, to our homes, to our shared places, to the land, water, soil, air, to how we live each day. This is the small work of reimagining the daily work of being, and through it, reimagining the whole world. This small work closes season 3. If you'd like to continue an immersion in these ideas, consider subscribing to The Letters at patreon.com/appleturnover, where we read and discuss the makings of the Journal of Small Workbook as I write it in real time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. As ever, you can find my small works in film and writing at appleturnover.tv. I'm Elisa Rathje at Apple Turnover, and this is the Journal of Small Work.